Hello, my friends, and welcome back to Movie Deputy Reviews, where we are here interrogating yet another movie for its plot and content. Well, not exactly. This is one that I had the review up on MovieDeputy.com that it's been up since 2019, but since this is becoming a podcast, this is the only place to find this review. And of course, welcome to our second day of our 12 Days of Christmas. I apologize that it's late. I've been having some complications due to my recent surgery, and so it's been slowing me down a little bit, but I did want to get this up. It's going to be an evening episode today, and throughout the rest of our 12 Days of Christmas, I can't guarantee that they will be up for morning episodes, but you will get a 12 Days of Christmas episode every day between now and, of course, Christmas, because we are on day two now, and don't worry, the trivia will be coming up for this one as well. Or how stumped were you on yesterday? I would love to know the feedback. And I did promise a real-time counter on my responses. And I know it's the weekend. I know it's right. We're getting closer to Christmas and things are a bit slow. But so far, I've only had 23 submissions so far of guesses on our first question. Now, I guess some of you didn't catch that it was a two-part question. So if you have submitted an answer to me, and I want you to go back if you only submitted one answer, realize that no, the first question was a two-parter. So I need the one part and I need the other. So be sure to go back to find out what that is. And let's get into today. You may be wondering, sorry, I am so dry today. I apologize. I know I did this yesterday too. Shame on me. I'm a Pepsi-holic, so that's all that is Pepsi and ice. But the movie we're talking about today came out in 2019, and we are talking about Midway. And you may be thinking, wait, if she's got an apocalyptic movie, now she's got a war movie, what does this have to do with Christmas? Well, there's a theme, but it's not going to be that easy to catch on to, and that's also going to be something you're going to want to keep track of, because that is going to play a factor as we bring the 12 Days of Christmas to a close in a little over a week. So you'll want to pay attention to the titles as well as the trivia. So do you remember what yesterday's was? I hope so. And like I said, today is Midway. Now, I do want to share with you the original review that I had on MovieDeputy.com. But before we do that, I want to share with you the trailer. So let's jump over into that.
Situation in the Pacific is far worse than reported.
Pearl Harbor is the greatest intelligence failure in American history.
Present! Fire!
The Japanese are planning something bigger.
There had never been anything like the attack on Pearl Harbor prior to the attack on Pearl Harbor. People were just blindsided by that. And that's really all that people think of when they think of World War II. But there was so much more to the war than just that. That may have been what started it, but there were a lot of other very important, very memorable, very historic battles besides Pearl Harbor. But that obviously, I mean, that was a major one. But like I said, Midway is another one of the battles that took place, and this is kind of the details of that, so if you're kind of curious about that.
So what's the target?
We believe it's Midway.
Now, maybe you've never heard of Midway, but Midway was another outpost, kind of like Hawaii was for Pearl Harbor.
Washington disagrees.
Washington is wrong.
Today we're going to be underdogs. Today we prove the American Navy isn't a joke.
Yeah.
You'll remember this moment for the rest of your life.
Now, if you can't gather, I am giving Midway a guilty rating just because some of the scenes are very intense. If you're there to watch it with your kids, great. If you're trying to teach your kids about history, even better. But I do think this is one of those ones that at least requires parental guidance, and there is some strong language throughout it. So Midway is getting a guilty rating. Now, I want to share with you the original review that I had written for this movie back in 2019. Just got to get over here to the information. Sorry, gotta love computers some days. The attack on Pearl Harbor was one of the most defining moments of World War II, but it wasn't the only defining moment. So many other moments defined history during this time frame. One that many are aware of is the Battle of Midway. The Japanese were planning a strategic attack on Midway because they thought an attack there would secure their victory after what they had done at Pearl Harbor. And they were right. Fortunately, some intelligence was intercepted, allowing America to prepare for the upcoming attack. The only problem? Most of our forces that would have been used to defend Midway had been destroyed. The heroic actions of numerous individuals forever changed the course of history. This is that story. This is their story. The story of Midway and of the brave souls that went above and beyond to do whatever was necessary. Had it not been for those brave individuals, World War II would have had a drastically different outcome. History fans will certainly be enthralled by the historic accuracy of this presentation. As with anything in Hollywood, there are moments that are more for entertainment than history, but it doesn't deflect away from the story that's told. This isn't a typical fun date movie. It's a historical presentation that is aimed at those who can appreciate the idea that if we fail to learn history, we are doomed to repeat it. And there is so much truth to that. I mean, even more than what we can realize. And the world that we're living in today, it's like if we don't learn from the past, we're going to be doomed to repeat it. And unfortunately, there are many marginalized groups and marginalized religions out there, like the horrible attack that happened today in Australia, to kind of bring things around. It's like the anti-Semitism is just ridiculous that's out there. Nobody deserves that. No. And I'm not going to sit there and advocate for stricter gun laws or anything, because all stricter gun laws do is advocate that only the bad guys are going to have the guns. And Australia kind of proved that because they have some of the strictest gun laws in the world, and something like this could still happen. So kind of goes to say a lot with that. I don't know all the details on it, but please keep of everybody that was involved in that in any way, shape, or form in your prayers. So, but getting back to the movie and, of course, our 12 Days of Christmas, I normally don't get into a whole lot of that stuff on here, but that was just kind of weighing heavy on my heart. And I apologize if I seem a little out of it. I'm just in a lot of pain and everything today, so it's just been kind of hard. I do want to say, if you want to stay up to date, I'm trying to be sure to be better about updating social media. I did update social media in the wee hours of the morning this morning that our episode was not going to be up in the morning, that it would be an evening episode. So if you're ever curious, check out our socials on Facebook and on X, things like that. That's where I put the updates on that. So you can always find that information on there. And of course, here, of course, on the programs as well. I'm probably going to do tonight's program and tomorrow's program kind of back to back here. That way I can get that one all set for tomorrow, ready to go. And like I said, there is going to be a theme. It's going to be a little harder to figure out, though, but I just want you to play along because it's worth it, I promise. And you may be wondering about our 12 Days of Christmas trivia. And don't worry, I'm going to get back to the movie on this. The trivia for today is a little easier than it was yesterday. It's, if you counted all 12 days of Christmas, how many gifts would you have received? And you may be thinking, what? It's like, think about the song. How many gifts total would you have received if you received all of the gifts in the 12 Days of Christmas song? So it's just an easy number for you this time. Not all of the trivia will be this easy, I can guarantee that, but I had to kind of at least throw in something that was a little bit simpler in all of that. But like I was saying in the review that I had written on Midway, it historically, there's going to be something that everybody can pick apart on stories such as this. But with this one, it is so historically well done, kind of like Pearl Harbor was done back in the day. That's actually one I need to review one of these days. But this one was just excellent in its presentation, in its form, in the graphics. Like I said, every movie has the mistakes and stuff like that, but I remember talking to veterans and stuff, even after this one, World War II veterans that were even impressed with how well this was done. There was even one locally that I had talked to that had been a part of this Battle of Midway, and he went to it on opening night. And it's just a story that's always kind of stuck with me. But he went to go see this on the opening night of the theater at the same time I happened to be going to it. And we just sat down after the movie and had a bit of a discussion. And it was just really informative. It was just kind of a look deeper into some of the experiences. And he was able to relate with some of the things that happened in the film that they got historically right. And that was just really, to me, fascinating. So if you know somebody who is fascinated with history, or if they were a veteran, or your parents or your grandparents were a veteran of World War II, this might be one that you might want to go and check out and share with friends and family. So you might be wondering where I am score-wise on this, especially since I took it off the website. Midway got a 6.25 out of 10 on the Deputy scale. Now you might be thinking, why wasn't it higher? Well, I think as you watch the movie, that will kind of be self-explanatory, especially with the Deputy system, the Movie Deputy rating scale. If you are curious about that, you can find that on the About Me page on moviedeputy.com. So, I hope this has helped. I hope that you are having fun. I hope you'll join in our 12 Days of Christmas trivia, as we are going to be having more fun as the days go on. And, of course, I will try to be back to you as soon as I can. So, I will see you tomorrow with day 3 of our 12 Days of Christmas. Until then, bye-bye.